evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potatoes Sports Show for our coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. Here on the pregame show, as your Rowlett Eagles are taking on the Sassy Mustangs. Here on the pregame show, brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Again, if you are in the need for buying, selling, or just in the market to get a home, give Veronica a call at 469-939-9624. And we like to thank Veronica Warwick for her continued sponsorship through the whole year here on the pregame show. We appreciate that very much, but it's time. It's the rival game, and I'll be honest, I don't know if they hate each other or not. If depending on who you talk to, these two teams don't like each other, but I will tell you there's a lot of sportsmanship that goes on. So folks, just to let you know what we're going to do here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show, we're going to hear some of the highlights of the game last year, as your Rowlett Eagles were able to beat these Mustangs last year. It was a great game, and so we'll hear some of the highlights from that game. Will also bring you some of the highlights of the game that happened last week, as the Rowlett Eagles just kind of coasted there against Namon Forest and the Rangers, but we'll still bring you some of the highlights of that game as well here in the pregame show. What we normally do in the pregame show is we bring you all the news and notes and the things that we find out about this Rowlett football team as the year is going on, keep you up with the stats, and that's just one of the things that we do to keep you informed as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned. So we can hop right into it and talk about how they got the victory, and we will. I'm going to bring in Bill Cerna here on, of course, our last segment, and we'll be talking about the game that happened last week, and you'll notice that we won't spend a lot of time on it, because as going into this game, I hate to say that this game was a lock, but it pretty much was a lock, and they were able to take care of the Namon Forest Rangers 52-7 as the Rowlett Eagles coasted pretty much in that game. And so, as far as the Eagles, this is their final game of the season, regular season game. And obviously, it is that game that is that rivalry game. So, a lot at stake for other teams also in this division, as far as mark that in the district, for them to be able to do what they got to do. And just looking at the Rowlett Eagles and what they have done throughout the year. And it started off in Louisville, where they got an 18-point victory over the Fighting Farmers, 38-20. Then Lake Highlands, they had a pretty good game in that game, 44-21. Then the Keller game is where the Rowlett Eagles, had their first loss of the season, as they lost 56-41. But they were in that game. And that's one of the things that I liked about that game, is that they were in the game as far as that was concerned. Then they got an 8-point victory over the Lakeview Centennial Patriots. That's when the Lakeview Centennial Patriots just fell out of contention. I mean, because they have not had success, too much success anyway, as far as the districts are concerned. So they took that first loss in district to the Rowlett Eagles, 48-40. Then the Eagles were on the road to take on the Tyler Lee Red Raiders in Tyler Lee, as they got that victory, 54-20. And then they turned around and had a great game against the Owls, and that game was over at the HBJ Stadium. They lost that game the year before over in Williams in overtime. So getting a good victory, 34-28, a well-fought victory. I like that as one of my favorite games so far this season. Then the Eagles had 45-6 victory over North Garland, and then Rockwall got them in the bad weather, and I still put that up, and I'm still up on the thinking that that team was not better than the Rowlett Eagles. Just not. If that game was done, for this week's game, I would say that game, they may still have lost that game, but the point spread that they lost by would not have been there. 45-27, they lost against Rockwall. Then they got that victory against the Rangers, 52-7, to clear that part out. So keeping track of where the Rowlett Eagles were at this point, getting started, I wanted to jump into this really quick because of the fact that how things change. And what I mean by that is that when you see what happens as far as a football team is concerned, you take a look at the last week's where the rankings were for Logan Bonner. Last week, he was ranked number one in 6A, as he had 2,000 279 yards, 20 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. Total yards, if you include his rushings, were 2,398 and 23 touchdowns. So lots of things that happened. You know, 3 extra touchdowns rushing the football made him number 1 as far as that was concerned, followed by Jacoby Williams, who was right behind him last week with 31 touchdowns, 27 passing touchdowns by Jacoby. But the difference in that was it's the fact of where they were as far as the winning that was going out on the football field. And the points that were, the percentages that showed up, 58% for Logan Bonner, Jacoby Williams 55. Now, as far as the passing was concerned, 165 for 281 for Logan Bonner, and then Jacoby Williams 150 for 270 yards. So he's throwing the ball less but getting more as far as the touchdowns were concerned, but the rankings had Logan Bonner right there. So that having been said, when you take a look at the top as far as the standings are today, Logan Bonner still at number 1. Jacoby Williams of Garland and the Garland Owls at number 2. But the difference now, the Rowlett Eagles, Logan Bonner, 181 of 306 with a 59%, almost 60% passing completion. 2,522 yards and 22 touchdowns for your Rowlett Eagles. Also rushing the ball, 20 takes his all of his yards up to 2,686 and 26 total touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. And folks, that's the big number when you take a look at the 6A rankings. The interception ratio, the only other person who has 3 or less is sitting in the 6th position. That is Mason Holmes of South Lake Carroll. And he has only 3 interceptions out on the season. The fact of the matter is that when you don't turn the ball over through the air, you're going to have a successful season. And so far, that's where it's at. So looking at some of the other folks, you know, again, Jacoby Williams at that number 2 spot, then followed at the number 4 spot, Cameron Fields, as far as Lakeview Centennial. He ranks number 6 in 6A. He's 140 of 239 yards, 61% passing completion, total touchdowns 23, but passing 19, 2,136 yards, a total of 2,679 yards. So he's racked up a lot of yards on the ground. So, and then the guy that we're facing tonight in the 5th spot, Jalen Maiden, as you know, this guy, 135 of 199, okay, 30 touchdown passes. Now, folks, you look at those numbers, and the numbers are so huge in the difference. Over 500 yards more, or close to 500 yards more for Logan Bonner, which tells me, and more touchdown passes, which tells me as they get closer to the end zone, they throw the ball. So we'll have to watch out for that in this game as far as getting the ball into the end zone. He's also got 4 rushing touchdowns, but he's got 6 interceptions on the season. He moved from number 7 position up to the number 5 position this week. So, watching those guys. Rockwall, Will Reed wasn't even ranked. He's now ranked 8th. He is 119 for 183, 65% passing completion, but only for 2,007 yards, 200 total yards. So he's got 193 yards rushing, 25 touchdown passes, and 5 rushing. So he brings him up to 30 with only five interceptions. So looking at those numbers, that is where you're looking at. You got a few of your route, the 6A 11 in there. You got 5 of the top 10 coming right out of our district. So keeping you up to date on what's going on as far as that is concerned and where Logan Bonner is at that point. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We will hear from our sponsor. Of course, that's Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Make sure you check her out if you're buying or selling your home, or if you're just in the market, make sure you give her a call. Good people, give her a call over there at 469-939-9624. So we'll take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll hear some of the highlights of last last week's game. And also we'll bring in the game from Saxley last year, bring you those highlights as well. And as we are covering here on the pregame show, so we'll take that quick break and we'll be back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back. Buying or selling your home in the Rowlett, Rockwall, Heath area? Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Veronica will utilize the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find solutions that are tailored to you and your situation. With the drive and dedication of Veronica, she has set a new standard of excellence of realty in Texas. Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sunny sent you. We can never make talking about insurance as exciting as the Kentucky Derby. However, we can make it interesting to see how much we can help you save money on your car insurance. Check out Costlow Insurance at Rowlett Road and Main Street in Rowlett, or check them out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. At Allen Bauer Electric, we offer expert electrical services from general outlet repair and fan installation to electrical panel upgrades. Our customer commitment includes additional benefits such as call-ahead scheduling, upfront pricing, and special after-hour electrical services. Being informed is to your benefit. So call Allen Bauer Electric for more information on how you can be more informed about your residential or business electrical needs. Give them a call at 214-356-0197. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat? But fast food isn't the answer. Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angel's Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take a listen to the highlights of last year's Saxley Mustang game as your Rowlett Eagles were on the road at Williams Stadium as they got the victory in that game last year. Take a listen.
Saxley Mustangs have the ball. It's Cox back at the quarterback position. Here comes Rusha Bennett, who put a hit on him. Wide open at the 20-yard line is his receiver. He's going to get in for the touchdown. And on the reception there was Steen, and they're already on the board. A minute who was right at Brian Cox back at the 45-yard line, the 46-yard line. So a 46-yard strike to start the game for the
Mustangs. Does step back and kick the ball, too. So I think he's going to give it a look here on fourth down, looking to the side and getting a new play. They're actually going to go for it. They'll find out. Nope, there's a step back, and he takes the foot, and he puts a nice boot into Desmond because no one was back, and it's going to take a Rowlett roll. It's going to go all the way down to around the 5-yard line. So a big-time boot from their own 33-yard line, Bill. Nice kick by Logan Bonner.
You know, a lot of people would look at that and say, I don't understand why they do that. That's a perfect example of why you do it. You have nobody back to return that ball. And, you know, it only went 20, 25 yards in the air, but it had a great roll and rolled for another 20.
Let's see what they do here on third down. Four wide receiver set, three on the far side, one near side.
Morrow's going to be in the backfield. They're going to change the play, and Logan Bonner takes a step back in shotgun. Here comes the third down. Big-time play for the Eagles. Bonner back to pass. He's looking, and a stutter step and throws the ball. Ball caught at the 11-yard line by your Rowlett Eagles, and that was Chappelle. They're going to give him the catch because he had to come back from that one, Bill, because it was underthrew a little bit. And they're going to have to take a timeout or do it a quick snap because the play clock is now down to 3-2, and the ball snapped. They get it off. They hand it off, and touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, that was Morrow as he had a big hole on the right-hand side there, Bill.
Yeah, he did, and outfield for Saxby came had a running start from the back from the cornerback. Nick Johnson actually made a great block to stop him from that momentum and give the room for Morrow to get into the end zone.
Second down and 2. Hand the ball off to Morrow, and they ran into each other, but Morrow gets in. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, and they were bouncing around. He looked like a pinball there, Bill.
Yeah, and Bonner had a running back on each side of him, and when he handed off to Morrow, Nick Johnson went the same direction, so they actually bumped into each other. That was probably the hardest hit he got on that whole carry.
As they get lined up for the extra point, kick is up, and it is, I think he missed it. Yeah, off to the left. He missed the extra point. He's going to do it for the first quarter, so the Rowlett Eagles have taken the first frame, 13-7, three wide receivers in for the Rowlett Eagles on the near side, one on the far side, Morrow in the backfield. Logan Bonner back to pass. He's looking now. He's going to get sacked in the end zone. That's going to be a safety. Unless he got out, you know, they're saying he said that he ended up throwing that. Now, it's going to be intentional grounding there, Bill. I thought there was a sack, and that's what's going to be happening. It's going to be safety.
Yeah, he double punched in the end zone there, and finally the ball go. But he was right on the goal line, so determining whether he threw that in the end zone, which would be a safety.
Yard line. Dickens now looking to the side, getting a play. Back in the backfield is Johnson for the Rowlett Eagles. Morrow is out of the game. Three wide receivers, one near. Give it to Dickens. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, and we're going to second down and 10 for the Mustangs. Ball on the 23-yard line of your Rowlett Eagles as Cox waiting for the snap. Now they all get to look over to the side like your Rowlett Eagles. Three wide receiver set. Back to pass is Cox. He's looking, and he's sacked by a who got around the corner. Ball's on the ground, and the Eagles have picked it up. Eagles get the sack from a and they get the recovery. And how about Middlebrooks getting it? Or actually, that was Matthews on the recovery, and the Eagles dodged the bullet. That was the Sexy Mustangs that were driving three big plays, and the Eagles put a stop to that one. What a great play there. As they get set again in that four wide receiver set, the big man is Zigbu in the backfield. He's actually going to go out in the pattern, looking maybe for the screen. Back to pass is Cox. Overthrow, intercepted by Brown. He's at the 30, and he's stopped at the 25, and in for the touchdown. Rowlett Eagles, and that was actually Jalen Wright on the interception. I thought it was Brown because he was in the area. So it's second down and goal from the 6 for the Mustangs, who are trying to get back into this game, trying to keep it within a stretch here. They are down right now as they go ahead, and Cox keeps it himself in for the touchdown for the Sexy Mustangs. For the Mustangs, and that's Godfrey Pace in for the Mustangs, handling the kicking duties. The ball snapped high, and it's blocked by the Rowlett Eagles, picked up by the number, that was Gordon who picked it up, and he actually had some feel. But how about the Mustangs number 50 on the stop, and he's actually hurt. He's still up. Is he still on the ground? Back at Williams Stadium, Wildcat set. Dickens at the quarterback position. He gets the snap. He pushes it to the left. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, late hit there by the Mustangs as well. Get the snap. They fake it off the handoff. Puts the ball up in the air. Ball caught there by the Mustangs, and that is Devine. Hey, he's going to get in. He's trying to push it, and it is in for the touchdown. Mustangs in for the touchdown. Bonner gets the snap. He fakes off the handoff. Play action. Cross on the middle. Ball caught.
caught. Timeout. Touchdown. Raleigh Eagles. And Morrow was wide open. He just snuck out of the backfield. Someone lost track of Morrow, and he was sitting all alone at the 15-yard line and in for the touchdown. So second down and 10, ball on the 25-yard line of the Mustangs. Big-time rush from the defense. Back to passes Cox again here on second down. He's got time. No, he's sacked by a minute. Who? You want to talk about the monster? We talked about it as we came back into the fourth quarter.
And that was last year's game against the Sachse Mustangs. It was a big game as your Raleigh Eagles got the victory 48-22 over at Williams Stadium. It was a big game. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Hear from our main sponsor, of course, Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about the stats. We're going to talk a little bit about the numbers. And then after that, we'll hear a little bit of the highlights from the game that took place last Thursday as the Neyman Forest Rangers took on your Rowlett Eagles. And then after that, of course, the Eagle-Eyed Bill Cerna here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. With banks offering loans with a down payment as low as 5%, this may be the right time to get into the housing market. Whether you're buying or selling your home, see what Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty can do for you. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Chang Lee Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com. Coming to El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett for our comfortable small-town ambiance that is a great getaway from the typical Mexican dine-in restaurant that you might expect in the Dallas area. Did someone say specials? At El Centro Mexican Restaurant on Tuesday night, they have six dinners for $5.95. And don't forget about Fajita Night Wednesdays, where every order is a dollar off. That's at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett. 214-227-5096.
Great Power Learning Center in Garland is conveniently located for families from Garland, Plano, Wiley, Sachse, and Rowlett. Unlike tutoring centers, Great Power trains students to process information better and approach learning more strategically. We utilize our own proprietary curriculum to develop active thinking and independent learning rather than drilling skills or tutoring schoolwork. Make sure you check out Great Power Learning located at 5435 North Garland Avenue in Garland or give them a call at 972-675-9505 and tell them Sonny sent you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to be in the spelling bee.
Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever tried their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Palio's Pizza and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711.
Oh, yeah, Pio's Pizza. Now, folks, I want you to be aware we're doing something special with Polyos this week. And here on the pregame show, I just want to let everybody know, you're going to get a special. You walk into Polyos Pizza if they're open after the game. They might be open late, I don't know. But if they're open after the game, if you mention the Rowlett Saxy football game, that's what you have to remember, you're going to get a special offered out to you. And if you're listening to the live broadcast, we will tell you what that special is, but you got to listen to the live broadcast to find out what that special is. So make sure you get on out there and you're listening so you know what that special is. And they always throw out good specials, by the way, folks. The pizza there is awesome. There's certain things that my wife likes. There's certain things my kids like. And, of course, there's certain things I like. And they're not all the same. And not only that, this is not just a different type of pizza where, you know, they're not $5 pizzas, folks. These are some good quality pizzas made with some good quality products, and they just taste dynamite. So don't forget, listen in and find out what the special is going to be by listening to the live broadcast. But you have to mention the Rowlett Eagles versus Saxy. The special will be good only through Monday, so make sure you get out there on Saturday and Sunday and Monday to get the special that we're going to announce live on the play-by-play of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Saxy Mustangs at HBJ Stadium. And they are so, so good, by the way, just to let everybody know. All right, we're back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, along with the Eagle Eye a little bit later. He's going to join us in the last segment as we are going to take a look at a lot of things that are going to be as far as this game is concerned and what your Rowlett Eagles are doing this year. And we talked about a little bit, but let's go back to Logan Bonner. Logan Bonner is the number one quarterback in 6A right now, as he has thrown 181 for 306 or out of 306 for a 59% passing percentage, 2,522 yards, and with his rushing, you throw that on there, it's 2,686 yards, passing touchdowns, 22, overall, 26, compared to only 3 touchdowns, folks. That's good for number one in the rankings as far as the quarterbacks are concerned. It's a huge thing. Now, looking at more guys in the 6A, you got more guys in the quarterback in the top 10 in 6A than you do the rushing game. We'll talk about that. Jacoby Williams of Garland, we've seen him. 156 to 285, 54% passing rating, 2,401 yard, and with his legs, he's also thrown some yards on as well. A total of 2,474, 29 passing touchdowns, and he's also rushed for 4. 6 interceptions out on the season. He's ranked number 2. Going to number 4 is Lakeview Centennial's Cameron Fields, 147 to 239, 61% passing rating, 2,136 yards, and he definitely uses his wheels because overall 2,679 yards. That's over 500 yards rushing. He has 19 passing touchdowns and 4 rushing touchdowns up on 8 interceptions. That is some crazy numbers, and the Lakeview Centennial Patriots are not going to make the playoffs, and so he's sitting there at number 5. However, number 5 is the guy we're facing tonight, Jalen Maiden. For the Saxy Mustangs, 135 of 199, 67% passing percentage. Crazy number right there, by the way. But ranked at number 5, 2,134 yards passing. He also uses his legs. 2,675 yards. So that is something the Rowlett Eagles have got to be aware of, the two-headed monster that's coming their way in Jalen Maiden. 30 touchdowns passing for Maiden and 4 rushing touchdowns compared to 6 interceptions. So that's the thing that you're looking at as far as tonight's football game. We'll read out a Rockwall is at the number 8 position at the quarterback position, 119 for 183 with a 65% passing percentage, 2,007 yards on the season, 2,200 including his rushing, 25 passing touchdowns, 5 touchdowns rushed in compared to only 5 five interceptions. So when you look at those numbers for the 6A, we are looking really good in our conference our district, because we got 5 of the top 10 quarterbacks in that top 5. So that is huge up on the 6A. Now, when you look at rushing, it's definitely a different story, because when you look at the 6A itself, only 1 out of our district are sitting in the top 10, and that would be our Kobe Morrow. He's sitting at the number 9 position, 176 rushes for 1,164 yards and 6 touchdowns. Mark that. He's averaging 6 yards per carry, 16 touchdowns rushing for the Rowlett Eagles and Kobe Morrow. There is no other rusher that has made it into the top 10 in this district. So that is a huge number. So when you look at those numbers, it's obvious the Rowlett Eagles are going to try to smack you in the mouth running the football, as well as obviously rushing the football or passing the football. So passing and rushing are going to be a big thing that you're going to see. So the Sachse Mustangs, they're going to have to be ready for that, because that is so huge when you look at how that thing works out as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned in this game. I mean, we're going to talk about the numbers with Bill, the Eagle Eye himself, in the last segment, and talk about some of those numbers, what we think those numbers mean. Now, granted, guys, we may be way off on what we're thinking about, what we're expecting in those games. However, we try to break it down from what we see week in, week out. And we're not going to always agree with other people or other fans of this team, but we're just giving it to you the way that we see it week in, week out, and calling the games live from the booth. So that's what we're getting. And I'm sure a lot of people think, man, Sonny and Bill, man, they are nuts. They could be right half the time too. So more stats and more things that we're going to look at here. Let's take a look at them right now. Let's look at the top performers that we saw last week here, as the Rowlett Eagles got the victory fairly easy over the North Garland Raiders, 45-6. They jumped out into the first quarter and got 7 points right away. Jalen Penn, by the way, blocked a 8-yard punt and returned it in for the first score. That was so huge. I just wanted to make sure that people knew about that one, but because we talk about Logan Bonner, just this past week, only threw for 113 yards, guys. 10 of 21, 113 yards and 1 touchdown. Obviously, we're rushing the football, getting into the end zone. Kobe Morrow, 148 yards for your Rowlett Eagles. He averaged 11.3 yards, 3 touchdowns for your Eagles, and then Kobe Morrow also 2 receptions for 47 yards. He did it all for the Rowlett Eagles as far as those numbers were concerned, and ending up where they were. So in that game, by the way, your Rowlett Eagles, 18 first downs, 422 total yards in that game, compared to only 102 that was coming from Naaman Forest. And this was a football team. We saw a couple of teams that were really tired because they didn't have a lot of players on the team. That was one of them. 309 yards total rushing for Rowlett in that game against Naaman Forest, compared to their 34. But the penalties were huge. And this is another thing that the Rowlett Eagles are going to have to get under control, is the penalties. 10 penalties, 9 yards. And they also had 2 turnovers in that game. And depending on who they're playing, they have to make sure that they get that all squared away in this game. So they cannot afford to turn over the football. And those were interceptions thrown by Logan Bonner. So looking at that numbers and looking at how that worked out last week, yes, the Rowlett Eagles, they got a
fairly easy easy game, but at the same time, the mistakes that were made in that game, they have to make sure they don't make during the game as they take on the Mustangs here tonight. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take another quick here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, hear from our main sponsor. Of course, that's Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. For all your realty needs, whether you're buying or selling your home, make sure you get in touch with Veronica Warwick at 469-939-9624. We'll hear from her as well as our other sponsors here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we're going to hear some of the highlights from that game as your Rowlett Eagles took on the Neyman Forest Rangers. We'll be right back.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
At ACG Medical Supplies, our family is dedicated to helping yours, whether it be from electric scooters to power wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, lift chairs, nebulizers, hospital beds, walkers, canes, diabetic supplies, or CPAP machine supplies. We have it all. Visit our showroom in the Timberlake Shopping Center. We're open on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66, Monday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are closed on Sundays. You can also shop online at acgmedical.net. ACG Medicals are proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys Varsity Basketball Team. Go Eagles!
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. Don't just call any heating and air conditioning repairman, call an expert. At Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, we are your experts. Whether it's a seasonal maintenance that keeps your system running at a peak efficiency or a complete replacement of your system, Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning does it all. Common sense solutions for your home comfort. Stevenson's, where quality is our standard, not our goal. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 or check them out on the web at StevensonsHVAC.com.
For all your Disney vacation needs, check out Ginger's Magical Travel, an independent travel specialist. Whether you're visiting Disneyland or visiting Disney World or going on a Disney cruise, give Ginger a call at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or contact her directly at 469-556-8931. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Let's hear some of the highlights from last week's game against the Neyman Forest Rangers.
All right, first down and goal from the looks to be about the 6-yard line as they get a man in motion for your Rowlett Eagles. Bonner again. He finds the big hole. He's going to push it. Good stiff arm. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles and Logan Bonner. He just saw the defender come in after he saw the big hole. And it's a second down and goal for the Rowlett Eagles in same formation. However, Carter's going to go to the right and Marl's going to go to the left. Two wide receivers on the near side, one on the far side for your Rowlett Eagles. So Bonner gets the snap and he gives it to Marl. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, Kobe Marl just off that right tackle. That was too pretty and too easy.
Yeah, and they just did the exact same play. They just switched sides on it.
Yep.
And they moved Marl to the left side and ran that ball right up the middle, and he was able to find a hole right into the end zone.
So for your Rowlett Eagles, they're going to bring on Kent Worthy. He's going to try to knock in a 22-yard field goal attempt as they're going to place the ball down at the 12-yard line after the snap. Ball down. Kick is up. And that one goes downtown. So your Rowlett Eagles have taken a 17-0 lead with 4 minutes and 7 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Let's see what they do. Logan Bonner, he gets the snap. He's back to pass. He's looking on the far side. Puts it up. Nice pass. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles. That was Darius Dickens. Boy, that was just...
That was just too easy.
Thank you. I didn't want to say it.
You had three, like you mentioned before, the play. There were three receivers on the top side, and he was the furthest end receiver on the offensive line. Was just able to do a screen out and fade.
It looks like about the 9-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 5 for your Eagles. 4 wide receiver set, too far, too near. Quick pass on the near side, caught by Dylan Watts. He's going to try to push it down to the 5 yards. Still in his feet, touchdown! Rowlett Eagles. And Dylan Watts was hit at the 10-yard line. Then he was hit at the 5-yard line, and he just had the wherewithal to keep up on his feet and get into the end zone for the touchdown.
You're absolutely right. That was all an effort. And as he got to the 5-yard line, he got spun around instead of going down. He kept his legs moving and was able to regain his balance and get into the end zone.
Yeah, they got to get to the 2-yard line. Ball's on evidently the 4-yard line. So here comes Hermes. He's going to get the snap. He hands it off to Carter to the right-hand side. Pushing it in, waiting for the signal. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles. That was Carter on the touchdown. So the Eagles increase their lead to 44-0 here with 6 minutes and 57 seconds left to go here in the third. Third down and 10 for the Damon Forest Rangers, as the Rangers are going to have 2 wide receivers here on that near side. One's going to be on the far side. We've seen a lot of movement in the line, but they don't. They go out. Back to pass. Anthony, he's going to be pressured by number 95 of your Rowlett Eagles. Stark falls on the ground. Picked up. He's going to take him in for the touchdown. Rowlett Eagles. Benton Baker gets the ball after it was stripped, and he takes it in for the touchdown.
The defense really needs that right now. They really need to make the stand here.
Here we go. Fourth down. They hand the ball off. And they're pushing it. Savage. I don't think he got it, Bill. I think he might be a yard short. That might be a turnover on downs. And that's exactly what it is. As on the stop for your Rowlett Eagles, there was Brenton Baker. You're right. This guy, he's going right to the ball. Reminds us of number 44.
Yeah, and Barker had a touchdown here a few minutes ago. He's been, like I mentioned before, as you came out of the second half, that he's all over that ball, and he was there at the line of scrimmage to shut down Savage.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. I got online the guy that helps me out and keeps me, you know, focused and on track and accurate. It's the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Yeah, good, and I promise you I'm not a babysitter. I just make sure and keep you in line.
Yeah, I need all the help I can get up there. But we're at HBJ Stadium this week and taking on a Sachse Mustang game. Earlier in the pregame show, you heard the highlights of the game last year, a game that was all important. And wouldn't you know, it comes down to yet an all-important game against your rival at the end of the year in the Sachse Mustangs. But this time, it's at HBJ Stadium.
Yeah, well, and it's also a huge game for both teams, because this is going to determine who's number one and who's number two seed in the playoffs starting next week.
Yeah, that's a huge thing as far as what's going on. And just to keep everybody up to date on what's going on, this is going to be a good game because of the seeding, because of where they're going to go. And because if you look at what's going on, they're going to be looking for some revenge last year, because they, you know, Rowlett got the victory at the end of the year, which kind of threw a monkey wrench on what they were trying to do. But if we win, our first playoff game is going to be at HBJ Stadium. That's huge. But if for some reason we lose, we're on the road, but we're not going down to Baylor. We're going to go back to Kylene. So one of the Kylene teams will be taking on over there if we lose. So as of right now, that's what it sets up for tonight. So really, we want that home game in the playoffs. We'll be playing right there in HBJ Stadium against this tough, tough, sexy Mustang team.
Absolutely, and it'd be nice to start the playoffs on our home field. And it, the way it's shaping up right now is if we do win tonight, we're going to play most likely Belton, and obviously they'd come up to see us. If we do not win this game tonight, we're actually going to be playing Eileen Shoemaker, which we did play them last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So either way, we're going to be playing somebody from the District 12 district right now, and I know Shoemaker is already shoot in. It's ironic, no pun intended. Shoemaker's actually set in as a number one seed, so it's really going to depend on what we do in this game. But I think either way, I think I like our odds here in the first round of the playoffs. But yeah, this Sexy team, it's there's a lot more for it than just revenge from last year's beating that the Eagles gave them.
Yeah, that also, you take a look at the Sexy Mustang team, they got five Division One starters on this football team that are headed to Division One, I should say. So looking at that game, we got to hit those guys in the mouth. I mean, we got to hit them hard. We got to hit them and let them know that even though they're Division One guys, they still got to get past the Rowlett Eagles. And this game here, as far as the game, I think we got to really allow Logan to get the offense going and clicking and doing those quick hits that they do so well. Because once they get in that rhythm of getting up to the line, hitting the ball quick, and getting the ball out of Logan's hands quick, they're really successful.
Well, and we're going to need to see it on all cylinders on offense, including the passing and the running. If you can loosen up Morrow on the running game, it definitely helps Logan getting into the pocket and being able to get that ball downfield. So, you know, this is a game, once again, it's kind of like with the Rockwall game. You know, you have three big stars on both sides of the ball. Same thing with Saxey. You know, you have three stars. You have a good running back. You have a great receiver, a great quarterback. So it's definitely going to be how much do the stars come out tonight and really play like it's a playoff game.
I was talking to Marlon Elmore, the father of Jared Elmore, and I think he stated it really big. In football, you have to capitalize on mistakes, and I think that's going to be huge on both sides. It's for both teams, in reality, for them to get the win, mistakes that are happening, and we didn't get those as far as the Rockwall mistakes. When the Rockwall Yellow Jackets made mistakes, you know, I still go back to the fact that weather made that almost impossible in order to do that, because if they were able to take advantage of some of the mistakes that were made by Rockwall, that was a closer football game. So taking advantage of mistakes that are going to happen out on the football field, both sides of the football, but I think that's where they got to do. They got to punch that ball out, and they got to create some turnovers.
Yeah, and you can go back to that Rockwall game. You know, that both teams that play in the elements, I think it was more so the Yellow Jackets taking advantage of those mistakes and those miscues rather than Rowlett did. And if you look at the two losses that Rowlett had this year, it was based on capitalizing on mistakes, where both teams capitalized on Rowlett's mistakes and Rowlett didn't on theirs. So absolutely, it definitely makes a huge difference. And you definitely got to capitalize on the extra opportunities you may get.
Yeah, and in this game, it's going to be huge, too, because we're going to see a quarterback that, you know, he didn't play quarterback for him last year, so we're getting a kind of a new look as far as the quarterback is concerned, but he played offense and he played defense last year, so we're going to get a good look. Let people know a little bit about what we're going to get at the quarterback position when it comes to the Sexy Mustangs there, Bill. I know you've been keeping track of it. You know who we're about ready to take a look at in this game.
Absolutely, and Jalen Maiden, you know, he's not a Logan Bonner, but he is successful. When you have a receiver like Devin Duvernay that you put the ball in his area and he's going to come up with it, it definitely makes you a lot better. I think both teams, once again, I mentioned it on the big games that we've had, it's going to come down to the offensive and defensive line. You know, the two losses that we've had, we've been controlled by those offensive lines. So we definitely going to come out, make a statement, start off early, get them back on their heels. And this is what we did to them last year. You know, we took control quick, and Saxon never had a chance to recover. I think we had three interceptions in that game. You know, we set the tone of the game early and never gave it up.
And we never gave it up in the second half of that game as well. It was a well-played second half. But this year it's a little bit different. A different defensive coordinator. And say what you want, when you have a shakeup at your coordinator positions, depending on how the team is playing, and that could cause a problem. This coaching staff has definitely taken a big hit in the offseason, but we're able to bring the team together, especially on the defensive side of the ball, because we talked about it at the beginning of the season, Bill. If there was going to be some problems or any kind of weakness, we are looking at the defensive side of the ball, and at the beginning of the season, we had some breakdowns, and we still have a tendency to give up that one big play. In this game, that one big play could really cost the Rowlett Eagles, especially as far as seeding is concerned. So it's going to be up to the coaches to be up on top of these guys and keeping them ready and prepared, especially against a team when you look at Sachse, that rivalry game. This, regardless of how anybody's doing, it comes down to this game at the end of the year, regardless of seeding. So the big game, but coaching is huge in this game.
Yeah, and you know, I'm excited just to watch the stadium fill up, because you're absolutely right. Last game of the season, rivalry game, and so much on the line for this game. You know what? Last year, Sachse Ball Club, you know, it was kind of like shootout every game. Their defense really struggled all year, and obviously that's probably a concern for the change of on the defense side this year. And you're absolutely coming to this year wondering what to expect from their defense, because we saw what happened last year. They were averaging, almost giving up 40 points a game on defense. You know, you come to this year and there's all kinds of question marks about it, but they've really, really done a good job. You know, compared to last year, they've done a really good job at getting a lot better on defense, which on a strong team definitely makes the offense a little bit more comfortable, not feeling that they have to score in every possession. So they're definitely a lot better on defense than they were last year, where in our turn, I think we've taken a step back because we lost a lot of players from last year. I don't think where we're at on last year's defense, but I've seen strides on us. And when you have a leader like Elmore and Bauer out there, definitely makes a big difference. You just have to show up for these big games.
And in this game, I think we're going to have to see the running game. This year's running game has stepped up tenfold with Kobe Morrow doing exactly what, you know, I kind of hoped he could. We saw Kobe Morrow make a big step right now. 176 carries, 1,164 yards. And he's averaging about, you know, 6 yards an attempt, 16 touchdowns. That's a huge difference from last year. So a big step as far as the defense is concerned. And I think that's where the Rowlett Eagles win this football game. I mean, they know where their Logan Bonner's going to be coming from. If they, you know, win, I think they got to definitely establish that running game and not go away from it if things go bad.
No, absolutely. And I think that's one of the big things that's given Bonner such a great season so far is the opening up of that running game, because it loosens him up and gives him time back in the pocket. So you're absolutely right. We have to establish a running game. You know, we've kind of come and gone from at the beginning of the game, whether we're establishing the run or the pass, but they, regardless, through every game except for, I think, just one of them, the Rockwall game, the running game has been really strong and has really opened up that offense, as it's given Bonner opportunities to get the ball downfield. And with such a great offensive line opening those holes, it's made Morrow's job a lot easier too.
Yeah, and it also, you know, when you got that play action working and you got the defense biting on the play action, that just opens the door for Logan Bonner further down the field. As you're looking at the stats as far as 6A is concerned, the only one in the top 10 as far as our district is concerned is Kobe Morrow. He's at the number 9 position with those 1,164 yards, but nobody else in our division as far as rushing the football is right there. Now, when you go over to the other side, you got Logan Bonner right there at the number 1 position, and at the number 5 position, moving up from the number 7 position last week, is Jalen Maiden, 135 of 199, and the percentage is 67%. But here's the difference. When I look at this and I look at how this is done, 135 for 199. He's got 30 passing touchdowns, 8 more than Logan Bonner, which tells me, just looking at the number, look for the pass when they are close to the end zone, because that's what they're going to lean on.
Well, they're just a high-scoring team. I mean, their leading rusher, Kellen Wilson, has 11 touchdowns, and that's rushing. So they're a high-scoring team, but you're absolutely right. I think as they get closer to the goal line, they're definitely not afraid to put it in the air or put it on the ground. So, yeah, 30 touchdowns in 9 games is huge. You know, that's averaging almost 3.5 touchdown passes per game, not just passes per game, not even including you know, the average of a couple touchdown rushings per game. So definitely a high scoring team, where our defense is going to definitely have its work cut out for it. So, you know, on this team this game, I'm definitely looking for a shootout. For, you know, I've said a shootout a couple times this year. I think this one's definitely going to be a shootout between I would not be surprised to see both teams in the 40s by the time this ball game's over.
I do too, and it's going to be the Rowlett Eagles winning the game. And what I think has to happen is that they might give up the big play, but they cannot give up many big plays on the defensive side of the ball. If the Rowlett Eagles stay within themselves and not let that big play haunt them in the game, I think they have an opportunity. I think that's key. Rushing the football in this game, as well as not giving up those big plays defensively. Logan Bonner's going to do what Logan Bonner does. So I'm not worried about what is going on as far as that's concerned, but what we got to worry about as well. Logan Bonner's taken a lot of hits this year, Bill, and you know, sometimes we when we see him take a hit, we don't know if the kid's going to get back up. There's also some plays that are designed for him to run the football. You expect them to keep with that idea, or are they going to keep Logan Bonner in the pocket and not put him in that position where he can get hurt?
You know what? I think Rowlett's going to – I think they're going to throw the book at Saxey, and we don't expect anything from them. And sometimes there's – Logan Bonner makes that decision on his own, and when he gets out and runs, he's making that decision based on what he sees. So he's done a great job at that. Anytime we've seen him run – on a call play or getting out of the pocket and he makes that run, it's been a great time. It's been a great call every time. We've never seen him take a 1 or 2 yard a rushing play. He's always picked up good yardage on any time that he gets the ball and takes it on the run. So I think against Saxey, they're going to utilize as much as they can. You know, if the weather holds up well, you know, I think we can see him on the run. We can see him back in the pocket. We can, you know, I look at us, you know, making him a dual threat. You know, at Saxey has it with Jalen. You know, he's rushed 88 times this year, so he's a runner. He's a passer. That makes him a dual threat. I think with Logan Bonner, if we can make him a dual threat, I think it's going to definitely take pressure off of that offensive line to keep him safe.
Looking at the stats, just running over this, points per game, Saxey scoring 47, your Rowlett Eagles scoring 42. But here's where the big difference is, you know. Well, not necessarily the big difference, but both teams, points allowed. Mustangs only giving up 28-2. Now, that's some points, but the Rowlett Eagles giving up 27. That means someone's going to have to stick it up, because yards per game, the Rowlett Eagles only 474 yards a game. The Saxey Mustangs 510. So they're getting production from the running game as well as the passing game. And yards allowed, here's where the big difference is. Even though yards per game the Mustangs get 510, the Rowlett Eagles are only giving up 319 yards a game. So something's going to have to break, because when you look at points allowed per game for the Mustangs, yards per game, 334. The Rowlett Eagles, 407. There's going to be a breakdown. This is a game where you look at the numbers, you are going to get really confused, because I think we're going to just have a smash, and you're going to have to take it from the top to the bottom and meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely, and something's got to give in between there. I think what's going to come down to is the special teams.
Special teams.
I think whoever makes a big play and whoever can put themselves in a better field position is going to have the better opportunity. So I look at the kicking game, I look at the return game, and you know, I think that's where the difference in the ball game is going to be. You know, you mentioned both teams average in the 40s.
Yeah.
I like I mentioned before, very much expect them to both be in the 40s by the time this game's over. So, you know, that's the one thing with Rowlett so far this year is they haven't had many close games. They've right. either beaten up on some teams pretty well, or they've really struggled in their two losses. So, really, the only game that's really been close for them has been the Garland game. And even then, they were up by 20 points and gave Garland an opportunity. But if you look at the scores from this year so far, there hasn't been really a good game that's come down to the end where they really had to make plays to make it happen. So, definitely, it's going to be somebody's going to have to give, and it's either going to be on the offense or on defense, but I think we should be looking at the special teams.
Yeah, and close game, I think, goes to Rowlett because they've won those close games. They, you know, definitely the point differential, what you were talking about, there was really only one, like you said, the Garland Owls, where that one was kind of close. The other ones, the one they had lost. So, huge, huge night. This is going to be a big one, Bill. And folks, we're taping this on Wednesday. I'm jazzed already. This is not just for that night. I've been jazzed since Wednesday morning, getting ready for this game because this is what it's all about. It's about positioning, Bill, and it's all about, and we would love to have that first home game right there for the playoffs, right over at Homer B. Johnson Stadium, and I know Homer B. will be right there.
Well, and I tell you what, get your touchdown call ready because I think you're going to be calling a lot. I think we're going to be busy. We're not going to have time to have too much fun as we do sometimes. I think this is going to be one where, you know, we've got to get down and dirty with the team. So it's going to be an exciting game, and you know, with the implications on it, and you know, on where we're going to be seated. You know, there's more power to us if we can get that number one seed. So, you know, I've been kind of scouting these teams in Division 12 or District 12 that we will be playing next week on who will be playing. And like I said, regardless of we're one or two seed, you know, I think I like our chances. Really want to see that number one seed because I don't want to travel. I don't want to go nowhere. I want to stay home.
But I mean, if we go to Killeen, you're not very far from home. I'm the one that's traveling, but I get what you're saying exactly. So it's going to be a good one. It's Homer B. Johnson, 7:30 Friday Night Lights. It doesn't get any better than this rivalry game on Friday night for a playoff spot.
And it's not too late to call your friends, get them out to the field, or get them on our website. You got to listen to this game. This is going to be an exciting, fun game.
Yep, 347-215-7497 for live play-by-play via your cell phone. Nobody does that, by the way, except the Couch Potato Sports Show. And get up on the website, thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports. It's where it's all going to be happening. And if for some reason the stream is not working on the page, there's going to be a Couch Potato Sports Show picture on the right-hand side. You can click on that if it's not. So we're going to make sure everything is going to be working. This is too big of a game. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show. You got a chance to listen to the highlights from last year in this game as well as last week's game with the win over the Neyman Forest Rangers and, of course, the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna. So for the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna and everybody and also our sponsor, of course, that's Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you 7:30 Friday Night Lights. This one's going to be good. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.